Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to the second episode of Rod Eye Radio for the year 2020, the new decade. Well, on today's show, we're going to go back 3 to 4 decades.
That's right.
We're going to talk about popular 80s stuff and play 80s
That's right.
songs.
That's right. And by the way, this is Matthew Evans, your co-host, and Sailor Cooper is with me.
Yes, Sailor Cooper is here on Rod Eye Radio, yeah.
Mm-hmm. So today, we're going to play some 80s rock music. We're going to talk about some of the things that kind of happened in the 80s, like Reagan and some other things.
We're going to go through an 80s timeline, and we may very well play some popular 80s clips.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know we weren't even alive in the 80s.
No, but what do you know about the 80s? I know you weren't alive, but what do you know about it?
They were booming.
The
music sounded so awesome. The economy was booming.
Oh, yeah. But guess what?
Right.
Our economy is booming even more now than it was then.
Why? Because of the president, right?
Because of the president and his policies.
Like the Tax Cuts and Jobs Act?
Yes, indeed. Passed in 2017.
Yeah. And the ABLE Act.
That's right. The Achieving a Better Life Experience account.
And that's why disabled people need to get jobs.
Well, I mean, it'd be a good idea, but also, self-employment is not a bad idea. Self-employment.
It can be a good idea if you make economic money with it.
Oh my goodness. Anyway, folks, let's get back on track.
Okay, let's get back on track, yeah. So, yeah, we're going to play some popular songs.
That's right.
So, the first one we're going to play is from 1987. This is Whitesnake. Here I Go Again. Only on the 80s show of Rod Eye Radio.
Like a drifter, I was born to walk alone. And I've made up
White Snake, Here I Go Again, only on the 80s Rock Eye Radio Show. What did you think of that song, yeah?
Oh, it's great. I love that song.
Oh, it's a good song, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a good song out there. So, next, let's talk about some 80s topics. I have a timeline here. It's called the 80s Timeline. 1980, January, Rubik's Cube debuts in the International Toy Fair. April 24th, U.S. rescue attempt to save hostages when Tehran fails. May 18th, Mount St. Helens volcano erupts. May 22nd, Pac-Man video game is released. June 1st, Ted Turner establishes CNN. June 9th, Richard Pryor sets himself on fire while freebasing cocaine. That's happened in 1980. November 21st, 83 million viewers tune in to find out who shot Junior Dallas. December 8th, John Lennon is murdered. So yeah, those were significant events.
Yeah, so how did you find all those events?
What?
What articles did you find?
Just the timeline of events that happened in the 1980s.
Now, are you in a document or?
It's on the internet.
Right, but like, is it on a particular website like Wikipedia or?
No, it's just on Google.
Okay.
Yeah. 1981, January 12th, Dynasty debuts. March 30th, John Hinckley Jr. attempts to assassinate President Reagan. Ooh, whoa! President Reagan was assassinated, no way, after he was elected. And also January 20th. 1981, of course, Ronald Reagan becomes president.
But no, he wasn't assassinated. It was an attempt.
It was an attempt, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And he actually did really, like, after a while, he recovered and he did good.
Was he injured or anything, or no?
Just slightly. But actually, you know, the same day that Reagan became president was when the hostages were set free in Iran. Yep, exactly. Just like that.
Yeah, just like that, yeah.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
And then George H.W. Bush was vice president, of course.
That's right. George H.W. Bush was vice president.
Yep.
let's see. April 12th, the space shuttle Columbia is launched. May 13th, Muhammad Ali Aga attempts to assassinate John Paul II. July 29th, Prince Charles marries Lady Diana Spencer. December 28th, Elizabeth Jordan Carr, the first U.S. IVF Navy, is born.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, those are some popular events there.
Of course, there are many other things that happened.
Let's get back to the music.
All right.
We're going to go to 1987 again. Cutting Crew. Just Died in Your Arms Tonight. Only on the Ride Eye Radio Show. Hello?
Hello?
I just died in your arms tonight. There must have been something you said. I just died in your arms tonight. I keep looking for something I can't get. Broken heart.
Destroy that.
Hello. Oh, I noticed I can play music through my phone on Spreaker if I go live on my phone.
Outfield, Your Love from 1986, only on the 80s Wild Eye Radio Show. Well, now let's go into a patriotic moment of the 80s, and let's listen to a speech by President Ronald Reagan.
If we look to the answer as to why for so many years we achieved so much, prospered as no other people on earth, it was because here in this land, we unleashed the energy and individual genius of man to a greater extent than has ever been done before. Freedom and the dignity of the individual have been more available and assured here than in any other place on earth. The price for this freedom at times has been high, but we have never been unwilling to pay that price. Those who say that we're in a time when there are no heroes, they just don't know where to look. The sloping hills of Arlington National Cemetery, with its row upon row of simple white markers bearing crosses or stars of David, they add up to only a tiny fraction of the price that has been paid for our freedom. Each one of those markers is a monument to the kind of hero I spoke of earlier. Their lives ended in places called Belleau Wood, the Argonne, Omaha Beach, Salerno, and halfway around the world on Guadalcanal, Tarawa, Porkchop Hill, the Chosin Reservoir, and in 100 rice paddies and jungles of a place called Vietnam. Under one such marker lies a young man, Martin Treptow, who left his job in a small town barbershop in 1917 to go to France with the famed Rainbow Division. There on the Western Front, he was killed trying to carry a message between battalions under heavy artillery fire. We're told that on his body was found a diary. On the flyleaf, under the heading, My Pledge, he had written these words: America must win this war. Therefore, I will work, I will save, I will sacrifice, I will endure. I will fight cheerfully and do my utmost as if the issue of the whole struggle depended on me alone. We must realize that no arsenal or no weapon in the arsenals of the world is so formidable as the will and moral courage of free men and women. It is a weapon our adversaries in today's world do not have. It is a weapon that we as Americans do have. Let that be understood by those who practice terrorism and prey upon their neighbors. As for the enemies of freedom, those who are potential adversaries, they will be reminded that peace is the highest aspiration of the American people. We will negotiate for it, sacrifice for it. We will not surrender for it, now or ever. We are Americans.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, how remarkable right there, patriotic, the way he sounded.
I've watched that video.
Our militants who were fighting for our country. And he mentioned in there that some people just don't see how our country, how good our country is. They just don't give a thing. And I believe that's still happening today, right?
Well, yeah. You know, I've actually watched that video before.
You watched it? When did you watch it?
A few years ago.
Yeah.
On
and
YouTube.
What do you like so much about Ronald Reagan? He changed the economy for the good.
Well, it wasn't just his policies. It was the fact that he was a kind person. He spoke highly of America.
Yes, he sure did. Now, so, I don't think he was as arrogant as Trump is.
No, Trump has a sort of an arrogance, a little bit.
Yeah.
But he is, and he's very witty. He's very cunning in some ways. Like, I mean, he intentionally is like that. He likes to be that way. Reagan, on the other hand, was a lot more, shall we say, he was humorous to a point. Like when he said, there you go again, during a debate, during the last debate with Carter, I think.
Yes.
And he was a lot more humble than Trump. Now, Trump, he has a humble side. Don't get me wrong. He does. But he's a lot more
aggressive.
He's a lot more aggressive and funny.
He can be very aggressive when he needs
to be. Oh, yeah.
I'm wondering how it's going to be during this 2020 election. You know?
I think it's going to get ugly.
Really?
It was extremely ugly
during in 2016.
Well, not just that. Even on the Republican side, it got ugly.
Yeah.
I mean, Ted Cruz, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, all these people, like, they initially did not endorse Trump.
16 opponents.
Of course. And, you know, the GOP was a lot divided in 2016, a lot more divided. Now they're united, all united.
Yeah.
The Democrats are having the problem that in 2016 the Republicans did, except it's way worse.
And this impeachment stuff's been going on. Well, Reagan was never impeached, right?
No. You know, there were actually Reagan Democrats in the House and Senate who sided with Reagan on economic issues.
Right.
Now, you know that the impeachment trial is going to the Senate, right?
It is?
Yeah.
And is it
going to pass? But you are aware that Trump has no chance of being removed because it takes 2/3 of the Senate to remove a president.
And they're not going to do it.
Well, the Democrats are going to try, but the GOP is not going to vote for impeachment. So it's just going to be a show. It's just going to be a spectacle. That's all.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we just got to pray for them. That's the thing. Like, we got to pray for every leader we have, even the ones we don't like. We got to pray for them. Because in the end, they are our leaders and we need to respect them. Now, does that mean we agree with them? No. Does that mean that we, you know, embrace them? No, we don't. We just respect their position.
And history repeats itself.
Yes, it does. It often does.
Yeah.
We're already in history. I mean, think about it. 2016, Trump won like Reagan did, except Trump didn't win the popular vote.
He because won the of electoral the urban, vote.
Right. Well, he won a lot of the Rust Belt, like Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Michigan. And Hillary Clinton won California, New York, Delaware, all the blue states. That's why she won the popular vote.
Well,
so there you go.
Well, great history on Reagan. Well, let's get back to music again. We're going to play the Bangles from 1986. Oh, a manic Monday. Right, you don't like Mondays, don't you?
Nobody does.
Well,
because you got to get up early, got to work, got to go to school, or you got to do this.
That's what this song's about, manic Monday. Okay. All right, Monday on Rock Eye Radio. So, we're going to read a few more facts, and then we'll just wrap it up with the last song of the night. Because normally we'll play five songs, you know?
Yeah.
So, let's go to 1982. April 2nd. Argentina invades the Falkland Islands. June 11th, the movie E.T. releases. You know that movie?
I'm not sure if I do or not.
Oh, no, I don't know that either.
Nah.
September, Jane Fonda releases her workout video. November 13th, Vietnam War Memorial opens in Washington, D.C. Calvin Klein's first underwear ads. 14-year-old skateboarder Tony Hawk joins the Bones Brigade and turns professional. 1983. February 28th, Lift MASH ends after 251 episodes. March 23rd, President Reagan announces defense plan called Star Wars. You know anything of that?
I think it's like a buildup of our military or something. I'm not sure.
April 18th, U.S. Embassy in Beirut bombed. June 18th, Sally Ride becomes the first American woman in space. Woo! October 13th, the first commercial cell phone call is made. Wow, cell phones come out. This is good history here. December 2nd, Michael Jackson releases Thriller. Yeah.
Oh, we ought to play that.
1984. January 24th, Steve Jobs introduces the first Macintosh computer. He made the computers the way they are today.
All right.
September 14th, Madonna performs Like a Virgin at the first ever MTV Awards. September 20th, The Cosby Show debuts. Huge poison gas leak at Union Carbine plant in India. Two bodyguards assassinate Indian Prime Minister Indira Gandhi. October 16th, Bishop Desmond Tutu receives Nobel Peace Prize. Lee Iacocca appears in television commercials for Chrysler. Bernard Goetz shoots attackers on a New York subway. 1985. We get to 1985. January 28th, We Are the World is recorded in Los Angeles. May 24th, Steve Jobs leaves Apple Computers. He got fired over falling out. August 20th, Iran Contra scandal erupts. September 3rd, Bob Ballard discovers a wreck of the Titanic. November 20th, Microsoft introduces Windows. Wow, 1985, cool. Hole in the Ozone first reported. Nike releases the Air Jordan 1. Michael Gorbachev calls for Glasnost and Perestroika. Back to the Future, starring Michael J. Fox, is released. Alright, so that's some good history of the 80s there. So, to wrap it up, what do you think of all this stuff?
Very interesting. You know, I didn't know that Steve Jobs was fired by Apple and he did all that back in the 80s because I thought that he was still around when he made the iPhone in 07, right?
He was fired by Apple. He started a company called Next. Then Apple bought Next. So then he returned to Apple after that.
Oh, so I guess new staff returned to Apple later on down the road. And
exactly.
Said, and had a keen interest in them and said, hey, join us again.
Exactly, yeah.
And he died. Didn't he die recently?
He died in October of 2011 of pancreatic cancer.
Okay. So he was about 70-something, right?
Yeah. Yeah. He was about, like, in his 50s.
50s?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dang. And he invented the iPhone in 07, right?
Yes, he did.
Now, was the first iPhone accessible for blind people? The first one?
No, it was not.
Really?
The iPhone didn't become accessible until the 3GS.
The 3GS?
Yeah.
Okay. So, when did the 3GS come out? 2010?
09.
2009.
Late October 2009.
And Steve Jobs made it a priority, right, to make accessibility the gold standard of the phone?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
why wasn't the first one accessible?
I don't know.
Okay.
So I hope everyone enjoyed the show tonight. I hope everyone got a chance to relive. Hopefully everyone got the chance to relive the 80s decade.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for those who weren't, that's okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can go back.
You can go back. Yeah. So let's close out with a final song. It's Rick Springfield, Jesse's Girl. That's a good song. Well, hope everyone enjoy the show tonight. Good night, Right Eye Radio.
Jesse is a friend. Yeah, I know he's been a good friend of mine. But lately something's changed. It ain't hard to define. Jesse's got himself a girl and I want to make her mine. And she's watching him with those eyes. And she's loving with that body. I just know it. And he's holding her in his arms late, late at night. You know I wish that I had Jesse's girl. The charade, that doesn't seem to be a reason to change. You know, I feel so dirty when they start talking cute. I wanna tell her that I love her, but the point is probably moot. Cause she's watching him with those eyes, and she's loving him with that body. I just know it.